There are so many ways right now that our systems are creaking and groaning under the strain of volumes and burdens that they were never at least originally intended or designed to accommodate in terms of social supports. And yet, what frustrates me the most, though, is that we have all these legitimate worries and stresses of things that we cannot change, that cannot be helped, that we're doing our best to try to mitigate. And yet it's so frustrating to see needless hardship happening and needless worry and needless suffering and needless frustration through just ill-judged policy that is ideologically based and doesn't actually help anyone and makes everybody worse off except for the vainglorious individuals that have been barking for it for who knows how long to be satisfied because of electoral concerns. So I want to leave Clover Point and all that other stuff by the wayside for the moment. But I do want to point out that absent the needless frustrations and fights and arguments that we get into, most Canadians right now are sleeping so poorly that they're actually unable to match Health Canada's recommended sleep guidelines. Why is that? Half of it of people are finding it harder just to sleep every night. Why? They're worried about money. They feel that knot in the pit of their stomach. That like we all know what it feels like because we've all felt it, and it's so strong that it wakes you up in the middle of the night. It wakes you up in the morning. It's the last thing that you're aware of before you drift off at night, and it's the first thing that sort of prods you into wakefulness, usually far too early in the morning. What are you going to do when the money comes out or runs out? What are you going to do when that bill comes in that you know that you can't pay? Even if you solve this problem, you have 10 others that you can't solve. How are you going to make this work? And you don't have answers. So your mind just goes into this loop where it goes through the problems again and again and again because it's nature's way of not letting you forget about a problem and investing everything you can in to try to avoid that hardship. But we don't know how, so what do we do? In an online survey, a representative national sample, 50% of Canadians acknowledge that worrying about money is making it harder for them to fall asleep at night over the past month. That's up 7 points. Since a similar research co-poll was conducted in May, Mario Canseco with Research Co. here to talk about the latest numbers. Mario, how you doing?
Doing great, and I'm great to be here with you.
Worrying about money so bad that Canadians, by and large, losing sleep in the millions. Can it be true?
It is. You know, it's fascinating because during the pandemic, we saw a little bit more of a concern about health, which was understandable. You know, people worried about getting sick. But now we're starting to see more people expressing concerns about financial matters and making it harder for them to sleep. The other thing that is quite striking is the change in how many Canadians are losing sleep over work concerns. It's 28% plus 4 since we last asked in 2021, but it's particularly prominent with people aged 18 to 34. So quite complex to look at the numbers and not understand the frustrations of the younger generation worried both about money and about their jobs.
You also, or we also mentioned that this is up since the last time Research Co. did a measurement of this. Do we have a sense of the long-term trends that money problems themselves have been causing folks to lose sleep on?
It's the third time that we asked this question. We asked it in late 2019, and it was a little bit higher for money than it was back in 2021. But it has certainly changed over the past year. It's the one thing that has really fluctuated. We hear a lot about people saying, oh, I can't sleep because of politics. Not really something that is bothering people right now. And certainly not the same change that we saw with health during the COVID-19 pandemic that we have right now. So it's clear, and we can look into all the research that we've conducted over the past few weeks. People certainly more concerned about inflation, trying to do something about it, particularly here in BC and the younger generations. So clearly an issue that is there for the taking politically. You know, whoever connects well with this group that is very concerned about the future is going to do well in the next few elections, provincially and federally.
Now, Health Canada guidelines, I'm reading here in your release, recommend sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night. I'm reading here almost two-thirds of Canadians, that's 64% up 4 points, are sleeping fewer than the 7 hours that are recommended on a typical weekday or workday.
Well, and this is actually bad because, you know, one thing is to be able to do this, but also the numbers have been growing steadily as far as how many people are not meeting this guideline. It was 60% back in 2021, so still a majority of Canadians who aren't meeting that recommended guideline of sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, 7 to 9 hours a night. Now it's up to 64%, and it's definitely not the best type of situation. We hear from about a third of Canadians who wake up and do not feel refreshed, do not feel ready to face the day. It's a significant number. It's one in three out of our coworkers who are there and haven't really been ready to go back to work because they're not well rested.
Mario Canseco is on from Research Co., taking the temperature, if you will, figuratively speaking, of the Canadian public. Turns out folks are worried. They're so worried that they're not able to sleep. They're worried about money. What are some of the other issues that are keeping folks up at night, Mario?
Well, to a lesser extent, we see people concerned about relationships and family. But work is the one that really caught my eye at 28%. It's higher 4 points than it was back in 2021. And it's definitely more of a concern for the younger generation. You know, we see Canadians aged 18 to 34 expressing that double concern, money and financial matters, making it harder for them to fall asleep, but also 40% of them who are worried about work, not necessarily what is happening in it, but also what is going to happen to it over the next few months.
I.e., they might lose their jobs because of a recession or something like that?
Yeah, it's definitely connected to the economic concerns. It's significantly lower with the over 55. They're more likely to be worried about health, which is understandable, but not a lot of concern about money and financial matters, especially when you compare it to Generation X or millennials.
What are we seeing in terms of a difference across the provinces? Anything significant here in BC?
There's a little bit of a shift, and part of what we see here is people in Quebec are getting a little bit closer to meeting those guidelines. 40% of them saying that they're sleeping from 7 to 9 hours a night. The lowest is British Columbia at 28%. So we're not only losing sleep when we compare it to how things should be happening as far as the standards set by Health Canada, we're also losing sleep more when we compare it to the other Canadians in other provinces.
Mario Canseco, president of Research Co. Mario, thank you for your time as always. Where can people go for information on this and other surveys?
They can go to researchco.ca. We have the data tables for all the questions we asked.
All right. Thanks so much, Mario. Appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure, Adam. Anytime.
All right. Bye now.